Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into The Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network out at Felix's on the Lake. And everything tastes so much better after the Saints beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-37. It always tastes good out here, but certainly whenever you beat the Dirty Birds, Bobby, everything just feels and it tastes and looks that much better.
Well, all I have to say is, who dat? Hey, now let me tell you, I was ready to have a heart attack. Now,
what's your blood pressure? Let me see your pulse here.
No, I guarantee my blood pressure is not good right now. No, I am not good. Now, it's very entertaining football if you're an NFL fan. The NFL is not declining. From a national standpoint, you're watching that game. Can you be entertained more? Now, if you who dat or you're a Dirty Bird, you got to win. As long as you win, then you can accept it. But you know what's not good about this? You keep playing like this, you're going to win one, you're going to lose one. And it's not good. It's like a video game. What? It's like whoever has the ball last. Okay, Christian, I said this in the pregame. The moral of the story, these games usually end up by being decided well into the fourth quarter who has the ball last. Now, I didn't know it was going to go to the fourth quarter, but obviously that's what occurred. But the one thing, Sean Payton and Drew Brees overall, they've had the Falcons' number. When you think about this, now, with Drew Brees at the helm, they've now won 17 of 25 games since 2006. Now, are we still on?
Yeah, no, we're on.
Okay. We've won 17 of 25 since 2006. That speaks for itself. Listen, I'm so glad we won because it's fall, but it doesn't feel like a nice fall day. But when you win it, you always can handle this kind of weather right now. I guess it's a Louisiana fall day, but no turnovers. Again, Drew Brees playing three games, no interceptions. I say, can he keep that? Because high risk, high reward. Can he have single-digit picks?
He was surgical today. Surgical. Anybody that said Drew Brees is losing the step with his arm, you know, losing it with his arm, is not watching. That's for sure.
Yeah. Both Matt Ryan and Drew Brees were surgical. But that's what we expect out of these type games. Christian, the bottom line is very entertaining. You look, and the franchises have been decided by, you know, a touchdown or less 31 games now since 1991. This is what we expect. But right now, no turnovers, but we haven't taken the ball away. We got to be able to take away the football. But you know what was outstanding, like Sean Payton said, is obviously winning football, is that our run defense. Our run defense.
It was really good today.
Christian gave up 2.2 yards a run. This is what we did last year, even without Mark Ingram. We finally averaged 5.3 yards a carry. I know it took to overtime, had 27 attempts, but 5.3 to 2.2, that's winning football. Now, I was kind of worried at halftime. And when I looked at this, I said, well, can we win the game? If I look at halftime, Christian, on third down, we were only 2 of 7, 29%. And I said, and the Falcons were 3 of 7, 43%. We ended up being 50%, 7 of 14. That's outstanding. And then they were only 4 of 11, 36%, which is outstanding about defense. The one prop I could give out defense is that overall they were outstanding on third down. And then considering the time of possession and that type of game, I think that made a difference. We won the coin toss. Look at that drive we had in overtime. Don't give the Falcons even have a chance to get the ball back. We had 9 minutes more of time of possession than Atlanta. Winning football. And then, Christian, before we go to the break, I got to just leave it at this. And I did not – this is what I expected. I didn't expect anything least. I said this in the pregame. I said this. We had Beau Rivage.
You said it during halftime.
Game-winning drives since 2006. These are a dozen seasons. Matt Ryan has 35 game-winning drives now. Drew Brees, how he closed out the game, now he has 34. That is number one in the NFL. Not Ben Roethlisberger, not Tom Brady, nobody. It's like the matchup between Matt Ryan and Drew Brees is truly historical football, and I'm just glad we came out on top. And I said, listen, we catching the Falcons at the right time. You're going to have injuries. We got to take advantage of this. I took the approach and understood why the Saints were a three-point underdog. It doesn't matter because you're going to have to play one another. It doesn't matter if it's in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome or the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's a racket by Mercedes-Benz, considering they dominate the Deep South. But right there, when I said we catching them at the right time, you're going to have to play them, so it doesn't matter when you play them. So thank God that we took advantage of this opportunity because we had them down without Deebo Jones and Neal in their secondary and two Pro Bowlers on defense.
And you stole one on the road at that.
Now, I don't know what the answer is to P.J. Williams and King Crawley.
They'll be shopping cornerbacks. They'll be looking around.
But put it this way. Now, some fans, I'm walking to my car trying to get here, and all they go, oh, they need to put Arthur Millett in there. I mean, I don't know. You think Arthur Millett would have made a difference? He might have. But right now, I think I trust the coaches that Arthur Millett right now maybe is not in the level of a Kent Crawley or P.J. Williams.
All right, the point after continues here live on States Radio, and we're at Felix's on the Lake, 7400 Lakeshore Drive, the Saints 43, the Atlanta Falcons 37 in overtime. We'll continue here on the point after. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.